Welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a manifestation expert, master mindset coach, and multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. If you're looking to massively up-level your life, your finances, your relationships, your productivity and success, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is to help you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of mindset development to help you maximize who you are and where you're going. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, the resources, the strategies, and teachings that you need to manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. I have spent over a decade mastering my money mindset, and I have compiled the top 14 beliefs, principles, and practices that have made me a millionaire into one single ebook that you can download completely for free. Thousands of babes have already gotten access to these insights, and if more money is on your list of things to manifest, then you're gonna wanna download this ebook ASAP. Hello, my beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode of the Manifestation Babe podcast. So like my title states, we're going to dive into talking about hustle from a perspective that I have never shared before that hit me like an epiphany while I was putting my baby down for a nap. And it's like 5 p.m. Pacific time. I'm never like, oh, it's 5 p.m., time to record a podcast episode. Usually this is when my brain turns off, but I'm like, I have to run to my microphone and just share what I have to say because it's a metaphor that I realize works so well for me and how I'm able to explain the difference between where I was at in my business. So if you're an entrepreneur, this is especially an episode for you. So where I was at in my business back in 2016 versus where I'm at in my business in 2022. And I feel like regardless of whether you are a mom, because this is a mom metaphor, but regardless of whether you're a mom or a parent, I feel like you're going to understand what I'm talking about. So stick with me for just a second. Let me give you some context first, okay? So if you listen to any manifestation coach out there on the internet, out there on Instagram, on YouTube, wherever, okay? TikTok, doesn't matter. There has been a theme, right? Since people have gotten on board with this buzzword, manifestation, right? I don't have to explain this to you because obviously if you're listening to my podcast, you're all about this. But you know what I'm talking about when I tell you that we say, and I say we because of course I'm in this category as well. We say, we'll tell you that hustle ain't the vibe, right? It's not about hustle. Hustle and grind and hard work is out the window. That you don't ever have to actually hustle to get what you want. And I'm totally of that vibe too. I don't think that suffering for the sake of suffering and struggling for the sake of struggling should be worn as a badge of honor. I believe it's an outdated paradigm. What the hell did I just say? Paradigm. Well, there's my mom brain, okay? Proof I'm a mom. However, there's a circumstance in which I believe that there will be an element, and I've experienced this myself and currently experiencing this again. There's going to be an element of hustle, and it's not going to be a negative thing. It's not going to be something to poo-poo on. It's actually going to be a useful energy for you to operate from. You see, normally, the type of people out there on the internet, like well-established business owners who are already successful, notice how they're the ones who talk about how they're no longer hustling and how that's an outdated paradigm, which it is in both cases, okay? But they tell you that they're now making more money than they've ever made before by working less. I've been one to experience this. I've been one to share this before. However, we need context. These people are not new entrepreneurs. So very often I see new entrepreneurs maybe that's you right now listening. You're like, so what the fuck am I doing wrong? I feel like if I work less, I will literally make less. My business is not going to start itself. I'm never going to even get myself to this place where I'm going to get it off the ground enough to even begin to hire someone. These well-established business owners, the reason why they don't hustle no more, meaning they don't work really hard, meaning they don't take a lot of aligned action steps all day long, every day, is because they've got their business to a certain level that have allowed them to delegate. Okay. So here's where I'll tell you that that's absolutely the truth, meaning you're not going to get the ground. You're not going to get your business off the ground. You're not going to start your business enough to get it to a place where you can then kind of let off the gas in the beginning stages. If you adopt this mindset of like, it's going to take care of itself. I'm just going to relax all day and the business is going to build itself. If you adopt that mindset from the very beginning, where if you work less, you're going to make more, you will most likely sabotage your business if you're a new entrepreneur. But instead of looking at it as hustle, because I don't think hustle is a very positive word, okay? It's not the word I'm looking for. I want you to look at it as aligned action. Because in my perspective, hustle is hard work for the sake of hard work. Aligned action, though, is taking the necessary action you have to take in order for you to get yourself to a certain level. And then you can change that necessary action to be something else to then get to another level. So I remember doing a presentation to a bunch of entrepreneurs as part of the Business by Design program that I affiliate for with my best friend, James Wedmore, one of my besties. And I was doing a live, like one day live event with him for my people. And one of the questions people have asked me is like, Catherine, can you tell us about your early stages in business? And I realized that my early stages in business took up a lot of my time and energy. My business in the beginning stages, if you would have looked at it as an outside, like a fly on the wall, you would have been like, wow, Catherine is hustling her ass off. But I didn't really see it as hustle because I wasn't working for the sake of working. It's not like I was clocking in 9 to 5 somewhere that drained the shit out of me and I hated my boss and I hated my coworkers and I just feel like I needed to do a set of tasks to make money. This was very much in alignment with my purpose and my vision. It felt like a mission to me. But I had to do a lot in the beginning. Sometimes the aligned actions you're going to take in life are going to be a lot, and it's going to take up almost all of your time and energy. And other times you're going to have a well-stacked team at a certain point where you're going to set yourself up to work so little and make so much money, it's going to be ridiculous. That's kind of the stage I'm at right now, but I have to share with you that it didn't always look that way. And so I think that so often we take advice from people who are on different levels than us, which is okay if you're wondering what your future is going to look like. Like, for example, you look up to someone and you're like, ooh, I want to know what the path might look like for me. I want to be expanded and I want this person to show me what is possible for me in the future. But very often people take that advice as like, oh, this is what they did in the beginning stages. And so therefore, this is what I need to apply now. Wait, it's not working for me. Why is it not working for me? It's because they're sharing with you something that they experienced or are experiencing at level 100 when you're at level 1. And so instead, the question you need to be asking them is, what did you do to get to where you are? Who did you have to become and what did you have to do to get to where you were when you were at level 1? And so then it's like, oh, okay, now I know exactly what I need to apply to get myself on the same path that will eventually make itself to level 100. But everybody started at level 1. I dare you to ask any entrepreneur who now you know, and can kind of sit back and relax a little bit, right? Just a little bit. Maybe has created a work week where they work 2 days a week, 3 days a week, whatever. I want you to ask them, what did the beginning stages look like? And so I was like, oh my God, hold on. I have the perfect metaphor. You guys ready for my metaphor? Okay. As a mom now, I'm filled with mom metaphors. Here's how I compare this to motherhood. And I promise you don't have to be a parent for this to make sense. Okay. Like, I'm just a parent to a 3.5 month old. I have not seen it all, but this metaphor makes sense to me. Okay. Listen to this. When you're a first time parent to a newborn, let me tell you, you are in hustle mode, but it's not like, I feel like this is just a broken record at this point. It's not hustle for the sake of hustle, right? But you are taking a lot of aligned actions, like an insane amount. All of your time and energy is going towards this little human being. You are learning a lot. There's a lot going on. You're getting very little sleep. And yeah, sure, you can get a night nurse. You can get a nanny, which I haven't had either up until this point. So I'm very much like, if you're someone who's done at least a couple months in the beginning, because we're finally evolving into getting a part-time nanny. Thank God. I really need the help because I also have a full-time business, right? But I've experienced it. I know what it's like to get up in the night many, many, many times. So I've been there, done that. I wanted to have that experience. It's part of what I wanted to get out of motherhood and parenthood. Anyway, that's a whole side story. So even if you could get a night nurse and nanny, okay, like let's say even if you started delegating from the beginning, don't tell me that you're still not going to be learning a lot. Like a lot as a new parent. You are so immersed in this world because regardless of how many hands on deck there are, the newborn cannot feed themselves. They cannot change themselves, right? They can't really move around much if they're uncomfortable. They can't switch positions by themselves. I mean, every little thing, they can't bathe themselves. Every little thing requires so much. So this is essentially you in hustle mode. It's like the newborn. You have a newborn business. You're taking the necessary aligned actions that is in alignment with a newborn. You're not acting like you already have a teenager who's self-sufficient. You're like, wait, I have a newborn. There's certain action steps and there's a certain mode that I need to be in order for this business to one day grow up and thrive. So my business in the beginning, Manifestation Babe in the beginning, took up literally 19 out of 24 hours of my day. I'm not even joking. I've done the math. I've thought through this, like no over exaggeration. And it wasn't, again, because I was working for the sake of working. I was obsessed. I wanted to learn everything. I wanted to master everything. I wanted to set things up. I wanted to create things. I wanted to sell things. I wanted to master marketing. I mean, I was in it. And my business was a newborn who wasn't building itself. I had nobody else on deck. It was me, myself, and I. I always joke that I was, you know, the marketer, and I was the, why am I not remembering the names of these roles? I was also customer support. I was also the technology person, right? Troubleshooting everything. I was everyone and everything, which is generally speaking how most businesses are, especially like, you know, startups, right? Versus you got a teenager. Okay. Well, if you approach a teenager, I've been one. Okay. I don't have one, but I've been one. If you approach a teenager and you're trying to feed them, like spoon feed them, and act like they can't change themselves or dress themselves, or they need your help peeing or pooping, or they can't drive themselves around or need help going to the movies, right? They're gonna get pissed at you because they feel like you're too much. Oh my God, mom, like lay off of me. I can do it myself. You have a teenager, and here's the thing. Here's the metaphor, how it compares. You are still very much a guardian of your teenager. So CEO of your business, right? You have this child who is now grown enough to feed themselves. They can change themselves. They can go to the bathroom. They can drive themselves. They can take themselves to school, all those amazing things. Now, This is your business. Once you've built a team, delegated tasks that the team can do for you, you've put automation into the business, right? That's the comparison here. Your business has grown up where they don't need you as much. So you can kind of, you're still there. You're still the leader. You're still guiding the energy the same way you're going to guide this teenager, but you're not going to be like a helicopter over them. They can do so much for themselves. And so this is where you can kind of sit back and relax and be like, the less I work, the more money I make. The less I am involved, the more enjoyment I have in my life. I have more time to do things for myself. Oh my God. You know, sometimes I'm like, damn, I can't wait for that. But at the same time, I totally can because I'm obsessed. I'm just so enjoying every single stage of my son. Like 3.5 months. Yeah, I'm tired. Who cares? Whatever. I'm obsessed with him. So anyway, my point is that between those two examples, you're taking different aligned actions, but the aligned actions will sometimes be more and sometimes be significantly less. So it is a scale, and this scale applies to all areas of life. All right. So it's not whether you do or don't do. It really comes down to what is my circumstance? Okay. What stage is my baby in? All right. If we think of your business as a baby, what stage is my business in? What stage is my baby in? Is it a newborn? Is it a toddler? Is it a child? Or is it a self-sufficient mini adult that you're still the CEO of? That's kind of where manifestation babe is. Manifestation babe is like a young, I want to say a young teenager, because I see so much more growth for manifestation babe. There's so much more still to be experienced and done before it's a fully blown self-sufficient adult. I'm still the CEO. I'm still the leader, right? I'm still the chief manifesting officer. So I would say young teenager. Anyway, that's how I encourage you to look at your business as a CEO. Don't throw away hard work and hustle just because an already established CEO that you know is traveling the world, taking 4 months off in the year when you're just not there yet. I want you to really look at it. And this applies for anything. It's just an important principle no matter what. Take the necessary aligned action steps depending on where you are in your journey and what is right for you. So sometimes, yes, absolutely, hard work and hustle can actually be a useful energy to be in. And I hope this metaphor makes sense for you to kind of distinguish, does it make sense for you, or are you actually overworking yourself? Are you at this point kind of helicopter parenting and maybe it's time for you to just let the reins go and enjoy life a little bit, right? So before I end this episode, if you want better clarity on what the most aligned action steps are for you based on, you know, your personal goals for 2023, and you want to create the most streamlined, manifestation aligned goals for the new year without taking unnecessary action, right? Because we're not about that. That's true hustle right there. I'm actually going to be launching very, very soon my annual epically aligned program. I launch it every single year at the end of the year in December. It's launching very, very soon. I'm going to share more details soon. So stay tuned for those dates and details being announced soon on the podcast. All right. With that being said, I will see you in the next episode. Love you so much. Mwah. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by following at ManifestationBabe or visiting my website at ManifestationBabe.com. I love and adore you so much and can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.